How you doing?
Doing good. And you guys?
We're doing all right, thanks.
Doing great. Not just doing all right. Doing great. Why wouldn't you be? It's football season.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Things are going well.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You expressed confidence when we talked to you a week ago that your defense would figure out a way to turn things around and do a better job. Teddy Bruschi said, now let's not go crazy. The Minnesota Vikings aren't, you know, world-class caliber, but they are an NFL franchise. How'd you do against them?
I think we did pretty well. I mean, everything wasn't perfect, but it definitely was a, you know, step in the right direction. But going into that, you know, that game, just kind of felt that this week was a good week for us to get back on track and start playing the way we want to play. And I think that was a huge step forward for us. So we just have to continue to just keep grinding away. You know, this week and weeks after this, it's going to get tougher. Every game get tougher. Every game is more important. So we watched film, we corrected the film, and we're moving on to the Raiders now.
When did you find out that Peterson wasn't going to play, and what was your thought when you got that news?
I think I found out Friday and Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. But, you know, it was kind of bummed out because I really wanted us to face a good back. Not saying that the backs that they had wasn't good, but when you talk about Adrian Peterson, I mean, he's one of the best in the game. So I thought it would be a good challenge for us defensively to go in, you know, off of a performance that we had a week before. With a running back that definitely knows what he's doing. So, but we didn't get him. But at the same time, we didn't let that affect us how we, you know, went to the game plan. And it really didn't affect them much as what they've done over the course of, you know, this season and preseason. So, we played good football. And like I said, it wasn't perfect, but at the same time, it definitely wasn't, you know, step in the right direction for us.
You guys pride yourself on being flexible and versatile and being able to shift in and out of things. But am I wrong, just as a fan watching the games, to observe that your defense looks more comfortable in the 4-3 than it does in the 3-4?
I don't know. I mean, it's so early in the season. And, you know, Bill always does things that he thinks that going to give our opponents trouble. So we're going to flip-flop, you know, a lot more, I'm pretty sure. It's just whatever he feel comfortable with, what he think that we that fits us best. And we know sometimes, you know, it might be a 3-4, might be a nickel package, it may be sub package, might be a 4-3. Depending on what, you know, what that team is doing, how we want to attack them. So, but it's good to go in and out of different defenses and have the personnel to do that. And I think we do. I think we do have the personnel to go from, you know, whatever defense we want to run. And I think that's what makes this, you know, this defense pretty special, because we have the guys that can do that from the front all the way to the back.
What do you think of Chandler's play on special teams?
Awesome. You know what? We practice that every day, you know, and I've been hearing it for a long time. Eventually, we're going to get one. Just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. We're going to get one. And I tell you what, it worked out like a genie in a ball. They saw it and say, hey, we can get one on this one. And, you know, guys just had the confidence, and we practice it all the time, and just everybody doing their job. And that was a play we knew if we do it right, we had a chance for a big play, and it showed.
Is that a hard thing to not only block it, but to bounce?
Oh, man, I mean, the whole thing was perfect. I mean, you couldn't even draw it up any better than that to be able to block it and scoop it and score. And I mean, you're not talking about, you know, a 20-yard run or whatever. You're talking about a good distance. So, you know, he worked very, very hard. You know, all 11 of us on that field goal block, we worked so hard in special teams, because we think it's just as important as defense and offense, because without all three, you may have problems. So I think we played a good solid team football this past week, and it feels a lot better to come in today than it was last week. So it's just something to build on. And we looking forward to the challenge going forward, and we just got to continue just to do it one week at a time.
Do you think it's do you have any opinions on the Adrian Peterson case away from football? I know how you feel about him as a running back, but there's a lot of stories about and stories and pictures about what Adrian Peterson is alleged to have done to his son.
I try not to get into it because everybody had their own opinion, and you know that's something I'm not going to touch. You know, I'm not going to go there. I mean, it's difficult for him to deal with something like that. So, you know, to listen to outsiders or listen to me speak on what he got going on in his personal life is disrespectful. So I'm going to choose to leave that topic alone.
Get to play at home Sunday. You get the Oakland Raiders coming to town. It's a little unusual, week three, to finally get a home game. What's the difference for you, schedule-wise? What's it mean for you when you're at home?
Well, you're home. I mean, you feel more comfortable playing at your place. Not just from a schedule standpoint. It's just this is our backyard. You have to be able to win at home. And it starts this week, you know, and we're going to have some games here. It's going to be tough. Every game is tough. Don't get me wrong. But when you're dealing with home, you have to take care of your backyard. And that's the message for us is no matter who we play, we got to play our best. We can't walk away from Gillette Stadium with an L. And that's a challenge for everyone. And everyone has to feel that way. And I think that goes around all sports. When you're playing at home, you have your crowd. You're doing your stuff, you on your field, and it's basically your home. It's your backyard. So we try not to let anybody come in here and take advantage of us on our home turf. So we had to do a real good job of this week, starting with practice and film, and be able to get this thing going Sunday.